Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down comes the night.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Harps is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. That's the new book, right, Gary?
Yes, that's the more recent book.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, Six Disciplines, you can think of us as sort of a fitness coach for businesses. We help people craft good strategy and then figure out how to execute it and do a lot of things we're talking about here, aligning their resources with what's really important.
Mm-hmm. And folks, that's Six Disciplines with the six spelled out .com. Gary, and Gary's books are available wherever books are sold, by the way. Gary, let's wrap up this idea that you've given us about aligning our resources with our execution and our strategy, making sure that we set aside enough time to, you know, the execution part, Gary, is always going to take care of itself. It's always going to carve out whatever time you give it, it's going to always be there. It remembers itself. The strategy part is not, it sometimes becomes an orphan, and yet that's where we see if we're planning a project that's only rooted in execution thinking, there's a pretty good chance we're gonna do something we didn't need to do, it seems to me. But if we include the strategy part of planning for a project, whether it be a technology project or a marketing project, whatever it may be, if there's strategy involved, meaning a little bit into the future, you got a better chance of making it right, don't you?
Yeah, I agree, and it's one of the ways you battle you said it right about the execution part takes care of itself, but the problem with execution taking care of itself is it grows, sort of like our
right.
The laws on the federal books, they keep
right.
growing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus on strategy, the change part, it pushes back and creates some pressure against, hey, do we really have to be doing all the things on the execution side that we think we have to?
Mm-hmm.
And so you need those two to balance each other. And if you don't, one will grow to the point you don't have any resource left for changing the business.
What's the single most important tip that you could give us to make sure that we don't make strategy a stepchild, give it the kind of respect and budget the amount of time and resources it should have?
Well, I'll quote Stephen Covey. You know, it's the idea that in the end you have to schedule your priorities, not prioritize your schedule. And at the top you've got to decide what you're doing to make the organization different. But the frontline worker, that has to translate to them doing different, using their time differently on a day-to-day basis. And that all comes down to calendar. You know, at the beginning of the week, you say, no, I'm not going to, I am going to get these big rock things done that are strategic, and I'll put them on my calendar, and I'm not going to let somebody take them away from me. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's about discipline.
Well, the execution things look a lot like alligators, don't they? They look like they're the ones that are going to take you down. And the truth is, you know, you do have to give them plenty of attention. But the thing that can really take you down is the thing that you don't see coming. And if you spend all your time on execution projects and not much on the visionary stuff, on the strategic stuff, then there's an alligator out there waiting to bite you if you don't learn how to manage that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and you ask about a tip, and one of the things that I think most of us need is some kind of coach, you know, an outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
An example, I've struggled for years keeping myself fit, knowing it's important, but I don't do it. And recently, about a year ago, I signed up with a fitness coach, and I haven't missed since, and
yeah.
Most of us need somebody
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, are you doing what you say is important?
Somebody who doesn't answer to us, really.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be somebody outside, kind of, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Most of us will just get off track without somebody saying, now, wait a minute, you said this, and now you're doing that.
Well, I agree. No, I run into this in my own business. I see it myself. And I think we all do. I think people listening right now will admit that. And that's the reason why it's probably it's a good idea to have an outside coach or somebody in your business, maybe a consultant, somebody to hold you accountable.
And so, by the way, that means you can be a coach. I mean, you as the top executive of the organization. Excuse my dog in the background here.
Sorry.
You as the top executive in the organization may need an outside coach, but you as the executive can be a coach to someone
else. To your own people. Yeah.
To your own people.
Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. SixDisciplines.com is the website. Those are the books, too. Thanks, Gary, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Good to talk to you.
Gary Harpst, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. But it'll be after the next after the news coming up. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.